Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit here at beautiful Christ Cathedral on top of the Tower of Hope with two of the most wonderful people I've ever known in my entire life. Deacon Tony Patronite and his wife, Mary. Welcome to the show, Deacon.
Thank you.
And Mary, it's great to see you and great to be with both of you. And we're going to tell a lot of stories here today about Tony and Mary and how wonderful they are. You see, we both went through the same formation class and both were ordained in, what, May 2007? Mm-hmm. My, how time flies when you're having fun.
We're veterans now.
Yeah, we're veterans now. We're no longer newbies. We're here on this show in this beautiful Christ Cathedral in this season in which we are focused on how much God loves us. And He loves us so much that He died on the cross for us. He rose again so that we may have eternal salvation. He gave us His Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit leads us and drives us to do wonderful things. And Deacon Tony, you have done amazing things with a program called Christ Renews His Parish that we're going to learn a lot about. But before we get into that, tell us about your background and how the Cleveland Indians are doing this year.
Well, we won't talk about the Cleveland Indians. But we will talk about Christ Renews His Parish, and because that's really where it all started for me as far as being an active participant Catholic.
And this was back in Cleveland?
This was in Canton, Ohio.
In Canton, okay.
In 1977. And the program has inspired many people, many men, to go forward and become deacons. In our own parish here in Irvine, we've had about 6 to 8 men that have gone through the renewal process and then wanted to become deacons. We have 2 right now that are aspirants. And so it really starts with Christ Renews His Parish. I would have never been a deacon if I didn't go through Christ Renews His Parish. I probably wouldn't even be a Catholic, to be honest with you, if I didn't go through Christ Renews His Parish. So
now tell us about your family. And Mary, you guys have been married for how many years?
46.
Oh!
It'll be 47 next month.
Oh, congratulations. You got us by a couple of years. That's fantastic. And where did you meet? Did you meet back in Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Cleveland.
In Cleveland. Wonderful. And how many children and grandchildren?
We have 3 adult daughters. 2 are married, and we have 5 grandchildren from 19 to 6, 3 girls and 2 boys.
Oh, how blessed you guys are. And so you've been married a long time. You met back in Ohio. And has he changed over the years? Or?
Yes, he really has.
Our listeners want to know about this.
Well, you know, one of the things about marriage is you don't marry someone to change them. And
are you listening up there, husbands and wives? Okay.
And what happened was the things that bother you during courtship really bother you during marriage. But that person's not going to change, and chances are you won't either. But through prayer, and especially the diaconate, Tony became the person I really wanted him to be.
All right.
It was amazing.
2 thumbs up. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we flunked marriage encounters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do too well on that one either, believe me. We're here again with Deacon Tony Patronite and his wife, Mary. And tell our listeners, what parish are you assigned to?
St. Thomas More in Irvine, California.
In Irvine. And,
yeah.
And so you've been a deacon now since 2007, and you've been involved. And when you came out to California, you were passionate about Christ Renews His Parish.
Right.
Because it transformed you.
Right.
And tell us about, you know, in general, this is a national program. What is it? And for our listening audience, what can, certainly we'll get into what they can do, but tell us what it is.
It's a process. I always looked at it as a vehicle to bring the Holy Spirit into someone's life and transform them. We say that our teams go through formation for like 12 weeks, and we prepare a place for the Holy Spirit to do His work. That's the basic concept of Christ Renews His Parish, and He never fails. And the people that go there that are open, their lives change. in a very positive way, and they find themselves wanting to participate more in their church, in their parish. And the program is designed to train you to be a parishioner. It's very simple. It's not an ongoing program because the teams only are a team once. Once they put on the weekend, they're done. And the teams are all formed from the new people that have made the renewal. So you're getting people from that have been away from the church, that have come back, and here they find themselves within months making pulpit announcements at a church that they had abandoned, and they just can't believe it a lot of times. People will say, I can't believe I'm doing these things in the Catholic Church because I had been away. And so the program is a vehicle, and it calls on the Holy Spirit to do his work among people. And of course, the teams evangelizes because they have to go out and get people to sign up for the weekend, which for men is a real chore. For the ladies, it comes a lot more sooner and easier. But they are brought into the experience of evangelization. You know, they could read about evangelization in a book, but to experience it is something else, you know, and they just naturally do these things. Like stewardship, they naturally come forward and sign on to ministries. There's a part of the program that's called Evening of Pentecost, where we pray that the Holy Spirit leads them into a ministry in our parish or to form a new ministry if that's what they're called to do. And many of them do that. So stewardship is just the kind of the natural thing for Christ Renews His Parish.
We're here at beautiful Christ Cathedral with Deacon Tony Patronite, his wife Mary, talking about Christ Renews His Parish. And we're really talking about the power of the Holy Spirit,
right?
The power of the love of Christ. If you take a look at Acts 1:8, it said, we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and then we'll be his witnesses. Christ Renews His Parish is an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, for you to experience that transformation, that love of Jesus. Take a look at your Bibles again and open them up at 2 Corinthians 5:17. So whoever's in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Mary, you've been doing a part of this ministry for a long time, and tell us about some of your experiences as you see people transformed and become new in Christ.
Okay, but I'd like to start with an instance where I really felt the Holy Spirit work in my life. It was back in 2002, and back in like 1999, Father John, our pastor, asked Tony if he'd consider the diaconate, and both of us said a resounding no, because we were afraid, especially me. I thought I'd have to become holy and just change my whole personality. So he asked someone else in the parish, and his name was Don Jensen, and he was going through formation, and he was going to be ordained in April of 2002. Well, I was babysitting my three grandchildren in Lakewood at the time, and since my daughter's a teacher, she had the summer off. And so I was, and she was expecting her third child. So I was going to daily mass all summer, praying for a quick and easy and safe delivery for both mother and child. Well, the baby was born at the end of August. And so in September, I started going to daily mass. I continued going to daily mass in Thanksgiving. And one Friday, I'm sitting there waiting for mass to start. And Deacon, well, he wasn't a deacon yet, but Don came out to prepare the altar. And I just stopped and I looked at him and I just thanked God for him saying yes. I thought that was really a brave thing for him to do. And as I'm saying prayers for him, I thought, you know, Tony's the happiest when he's at church. Up until then, he had the donut ministry.
And you were Mr. Donut Man.
I was the donut man.
That's right. I remember that.
And so I thought, you know, he's really happy. If Father John ever asks him to consider the diaconate again, he should say yes. So I filed that in my memory, like 10, 20 years in the future. Well, that night, at the time we belonged to the Italian Catholic Federation, and they always started their meetings with a dinner. And as we were going into the facility, Father John would stand outside and welcome everyone. And as we were going in, he said to Tony and me, I'd like to see you two in my office. And we thought, oh my gosh, you know, what's that all about? So anyway, we sat down. And the first thing Father John said was, Tony, I'd like you to consider the diaconate. Well, I almost felt my chair shaking. And all these thoughts started going through my mind, like, just this morning, I thought about Tony and the diaconate. I didn't expect this to come so soon. And I started babbling, and I started telling him what I was going through. And because I saw myself at the throne of God at the end of my life saying, why did you make me give Tony's vocation to someone else? And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't do that. Because I know the Lord only asks you a couple times. Yes. And I didn't want to be the person that said no. So Tony looked at Father. Father looked at Tony. And Tony says, yeah, I'll consider it. Yeah. But the reason I bring that up is I'm a very quiet person. I usually like to be in the background and don't say anything. But this was just too much for me. I couldn't keep quiet.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And, you know, you are holy. You both are holy. You both are two of the holiest people I've ever known in my entire life. And unequivocally, you have been led by the Holy Spirit to make a difference, to make a difference in building up God's church. We're going to be right back to learn more about Christ Renews His Parish, what role it can play in your life in terms of transforming you. God bless. We'll be right back.
Imagine five glorious days in Rome, exploring the Vatican without the crowds. Subscribe to the OC Catholic newspaper for just $1 for the year, and you'll be entered to win this exclusive Rome VIP Vatican exploration experience. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win a trip for two to the Eternal City, flights and accommodations included. Please visit occatholic-subscribe.com to enter, or call 714-282-3045 for more information.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit on top of the Tower of Hope at beautiful Christ Cathedral with two of my favorite people, Deacon Tony Patronite at St. Thomas More Catholic Church in Irvine and his wife, Mary. And we've gone through talking a little bit about their background and how Christ Renews His Parish made such a big difference. And for our listening audience, tell us more specifically, what is this all about? It's a weekend or what exactly
okay.
what is,
I'll
is
give it? You the, when you sign up for Christ Renews His Parish, in our parish we have two men's weekends a year and two women's weekends a year. They're separate. Men are separate from the women because of the sharing. And you start at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and you go all the way through. You sleep overnight, and you stay till 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. It's approximately 30 hours that you're devoting to get closer to God. When you get there, you won't be asked to do anything that you don't want to do. We don't ask you to do anything. The sharing comes very natural. You'll hear people share their stories, maybe about five or six stories of people's lives and how they were affected by the Holy Spirit. And usually it comes to them during a Christ Renews His Parish weekend. Not always, but sometimes. And the sharing is a very natural thing. We had a psychologist that gets involved in group sharing, and he made the weekend. At the end of the weekend, he said, I'm so impressed at how easily the sharing went. He says, I work so hard all the time to get people to come out and share, and they hold on. He says, this was so wonderful from a psychologist's viewpoint. So we don't ask you to do anything that you're not comfortable with. You could sit there and not say a word all weekend, and chances are you won't, because the Holy Spirit is involved. So we have 30 hours. You'll go to Mass twice. We have two Masses. We have reconciliation, which is a big part of the Holy Spirit's message, you know, to be reconciled. And we do get a lot of people that are coming back to the church. So a lot of them have been away from confession for 10, 20 years, and it's very powerful when they come back, not only for them, but for the priests, you know, to hear these confessions and these stories, and they're blown away by how people are, you know, coming back. So it's 30 hours of prayer and fun. And
is it mostly lecture / small group, or what is it?
No lectures. That's the beautiful part about it. I've read some testimonies of people that say, well, I went there expecting to hear lectures, you know, about the faith. It was none of that. It was lay people sharing their stories. And I related to some I didn't relate to, but usually with six or seven witness talks is what we call it, they usually touch someone in the room.
Are there trained group leaders that lead it?
No, the team is made up of the people that just made it the time before. So when they make the weekend, the old team, we don't have professional renewalists. The old team is done. They only get to do it once, and many of them would like to do it more often. And so we come up with the traveling team to bring it to other parishes, and we allow them to be on another team. But normally, it's made up of the people that have made the weekend, which is, to me, one of the beautiful parts about the program is it's fresh. You know, the Holy Spirit works with people of all kinds, and that's why they're able to relate to these people that sign up. The people that sign up see a person that was them. They were falling away, or they just were going to Mass every Sunday without that purpose. And so that's, to me, is the beautiful part about it. There's nothing professional about it. And even though our pastor is very involved, he's not there for the whole weekend. He's there when he's needed for Mass, reconciliation, and things like that. And even in our case, when we first started it in 2001 at St. Thomas More, Father John came down with cancer. And so the doctor told him, you know, don't take on any, but he had already committed to do this. And I did also want to share, what a beautiful guy. You know, it took me 18 years to find Father John. He was the first pastor that would talk to me about this. And there were many pastors that when they see me, they'd run the opposite way. And Mary would say, stop talking to them.
And this is Father John
Jancy.
Jancy,
yeah,
at
St. Thomas More. He was a founding pastor. And our church was founded about 1996. And when I shared with him, you know, what I wanted, he had the manual for one day. And he came back and he said, we have to give our people something, and this looks like a good thing to give them. So he was committed, and then he came down with cancer, and I thought, oh boy. But he, you know, told us, okay, let's get started. But he's never attended any of the formation meetings. So you could have, with this book, you could have the formation meetings form a beautiful team together. They've never put a weekend on before, but they do a wonderful job just following the book, relying on the Holy Spirit. When they run into a roadblock, they're, you know, instructed, just pray. If something happens where you don't know the answer, stop, pray. The answer will come, and it always has. And even though Father John is our leader, he knows everything that's going on the weekends. He's never been to any of the formation meetings, which is like every week. We meet for 12 weeks, once a week. And I say this especially in case there's any pastors that are listening that who are already very, very, very busy and don't need another program, you know, to take away time they don't even have. You can depend on your lay people to run this program, and the Holy Spirit will guide them, and it'll be a very effective, powerful tool for stewardship, evangelization, and all the things that you're working hard, you know, to have in your parish.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you're listening to Empowered by the Spirit, and we're here with Deacon Tony Patronite and his wife Mary talking about Christ Renews His Parish and the incredible transforming program that this is to bring you closer to Jesus, bring you closer to the Holy Spirit. And take a look at John 15:16. One of my favorite scriptures is, not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of my Father, he may give you. My brothers and sisters, you have been called to listen to this show. You've been called to reflect upon and to really pray about, is Christ Renews His Parish, is that something for you? And I believe in almost all cases, the answer is yes. And for you to get involved at a parish within your parish, or certainly to find out more about it on the website. Tell us about the origination of Christ Renews His Parish. Who started it?
Okay. A fellow by the name of Bob Edwards. And he had made a cursillo back in the 60s. And he was led to formulate this program. It was a program that he hooked up with his parish priest, and his parish priest was doing the coming up with a program for the lay people, and they were going to put it on in their parish. It was just designed to be for this parish, and it was kind of like his project. The priest was going to school or something, and it was like a program that he used. Well, Bob Edwards was moved from his cursillo, and he formulated this whole you know, the whole process. And they did it on a weekend. They were inspired by Curcio. Some of the dynamics are the same, and people get the two programs mixed up a lot of times. But the beautiful part about Christ Renews His Parish is it's within your parish, whereas Curcio kind of takes you out of your parish. And it's a good program. I've attended Curcio as well, but some people get it mixed up. Some people that are involved in Curcio at their parish feel they don't need a Christ Renews His Parish, but they really do, because the people from the parish come back together for Mass after they've made a weekend, and they feel this fellowship, you know, from the people that they've seen on Christ Renews His Parish. So it really is something that really bolsters your parish. It feeds your ministries. It just does so much more for a parish than Curcio.
Can you give us an idea of some of the topics that you talk about?
Well, I could tell you that, the first talk is renewal.
Okay.
And then the second talk is new life in Christ. The new life in Christ is given by the spiritual director. By the way, there's always a spiritual director on our weekends, even though the priest can't make it. There's a spiritual director. Usually it's me or the other deacon or someone. Okay, so we have new life in Christ, Christian community, Christian awareness, Father's loving care. There's a talk entitled Scripture. And then there's a talk, discipleship. It's given at the end by the lay director. The discipleship is designed to get them to come back and sign up, like within the week, to participate on the team.
We're here again at beautiful Christ Cathedral on top of the Tower of Hope with Deacon Tony Patronite and his wife Mary, talking about this incredible program, Christ Renews His Parish, that transforms your heart into the fire of the love of Jesus, into the fire of the Holy Spirit. And this program is a series of people coming together in small groups in which they share their faith on these various topics, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something, again, and Mary, you've seen it now for many, many years, and you've seen people transformed as a result of this.
That's right. Oh.
In such a big way. And you know, what is it about the format that enables the Holy Spirit to work so effectively, do you think, Mary?
Well, like Tony said, it gives him the Holy Spirit an opportunity to work. And, you know, there's scripture, prayer. That's a big part of the weekend. And I think the fact that it's lay people ministering to lay people, that was a big thing, because it keeps it fresh. And I think, too, it's not all formal prayer, and a lot of the women like to call it a retreat, but we like to call it a renewal because it is different from a retreat. You know, most retreats are conducted by a priest where there's lectures, time for reflection and prayer, whereas, and that's true, on the renewal it is too, but it's mostly giving like a shot of faith, like adrenaline, you know, to renew your spirit.
I want to say something before we get too far. You had mentioned that it turns their hearts on fire. They don't change their personalities. There's people that are quiet. They remain quiet. They're not threatened, because a lot of people, when they hear, oh, your life will radically change, they'll say, well, I don't want my life to be radically changed. I'm happy.
Sure, sure.
It won't change your personality. It'll just give you a power of the Holy Spirit that'll enhance whatever you're about.
My brothers and sisters, we're here again at Christ Cathedral talking about Christ Renews His Parish. And the question I have for you is, do you want more love in your life, more love of Jesus, more the power of the Holy Spirit, more the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, understanding? This program, Christ Renews His Parish, will allow you to open your heart, in which you will get closer to Christ and feel the fruits of the Holy Spirit much deeper in your heart. We're going to get back and talk more about that right after the break. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back here on Empowered by the Spirit at beautiful Christ Cathedral on top of the Tower of Hope with two wonderful people, Deacon Tony Patronite and his wife Mary. They are involved in this wonderful program, Christ Renews His Parish, and Deacon Tony is based in Irvine at St. Thomas More Catholic Church. And what we want to really get into, we've talked a little bit about the program itself and how transforming it is, how it's led by the laity. go back now in time. You're in Canton, Ohio, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, your parish puts this on, and you attend. And tell us what happened.
Okay. It was already going on when we moved into the parish. The DRE, and I was a religious ed teacher at the time, the DRE told me I'd like all my teachers to make the weekend. And that sounded simple enough, but me being the lazy person that I normally am, I signed up for one and never showed up. And then he was disappointed. He signed me up for the next one. And we were in West Virginia. I was traveling, selling all week. And when I'm driving home, I'm thinking, the only place I want to be is in front of my television set, you know, just doing nothing.
Watching the Cleveland Indians.
Exactly. And this is the real truth. I said, when I wake up, I'm going to look to see if they're on TV, because they weren't always on TV in those days. If they're on TV, I won't go. And they were on TV, and I said, I'm not going to go. But at 8 o'clock, the phone rang, and I thought, they wouldn't call me, would they? But they did.
It's God calling.
They had you know, the same problem we have getting men. They had set a limit of 8. They wouldn't put it on for 7, but 8 was the limit. And he called me and said, we can't start without you because you're number 8. So I start walking up the hill, and I went reluctantly. And I didn't want to be there the first half of Saturday. I was like terrible. And nobody knew it. You know, I was there. But in my heart, in my mind, I was someplace else. And it was sad. And when the pastor announced that we were going to have reconciliation, I really didn't want to stay. And something happened at that moment. I always attribute it to the power of the prayer of the team and the parish. And I sat there and I said, you are such a wimp. These guys are working hard to prepare this weekend for you, and you're not even cooperating. And so I said, okay. The grace started filling me because I said, okay, I'm going to go to reconciliation for the first time face to face. I was always the one that hid behind the screen.
Sure.
They don't do that anymore today, thank God, most of them. And so I said, I'm going to go face to face, which was, it was hard for me to do that. You know, it was a real challenge. And I felt myself, you know, rise into the occasion. And it was a reconciliation that changed my life. I feel that that was the first time that I really participated in reconciliation, because I would go into the booth and, you know, say the stuff and say it in a way that it didn't sound so bad, and all that bad stuff, all the kid stuff.
Sure.
And so that changed my life, that reconciliation. I was emotional. I went to kneel at the altar to say my penance, and I fell asleep on my knees. I was sleeping. When I got up, nobody was in the church. I was alone in this dark church, and I got up, and I felt so peaceful that I knew that something happened. And that was August 27th, 1977. I remember the day. I remember how I felt the day before, and I remember how I felt the day after. I was a changed person. My first thought was, every parish should have this weekend. If you're going to be a Catholic, you should have this in your parish. And that was my initial thought to share. And I thought it was a great way to share the Lord's love, is just to share this vehicle, this program that meant so much. And in Cleveland and in Florida and Detroit and all those, it's more popular because it started in Cleveland. So there's been many parishes in that area. About 250 parishes in the Diocese of Cleveland alone have had it. It's very popular in Florida and Texas. Anyways, we moved to Galion, Ohio, which is a small town in the middle of Ohio. And I thought, I want to have this in my parish. I'm not going to feel comfortable if we don't have this program. So before we decided to move there, I visited the priest and the pastor. And I remember he said, I'm open to something like that. You know, I'm open to that. Okay, so we decided to move. We moved to Galion. I knocked on his door. And then he forgot what he had said. But I had to remind him, you know, Father, you said you'd be open to this. And bless his heart, he said yes. And in this very small town, 12,000 people, there were 32 Christian churches and one Catholic church. And this program transformed that church. People in other towns were saying that Galion was like the new Jerusalem. They had heard so many good things about it. And they passed it on to the Lutheran church and the Methodist church in that town. It was beautiful because it's ecumenical. Then coming to California, it wasn't in California. And so we started, as you know, you and I competed for time at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and we were the first parish. St. Thomas More was the first
in
parish.
California.
In California.
And what are some of the other parishes in California?
San Francisco Solano is one. That's still going strong. We went down to Chula Vista, and we put on English and Spanish. It was mostly in English, but we discerned two teams before we left, in English and Spanish, and Chula Vista, and then St. John Fisher. And I believe those three parishes are still going strong. There were a few that faltered. And so, because it's not automatic, you have to have somebody there that's really going to continue to make sure when people, you know, kind of sag a little, that you're there to make sure they continue to invite and keep it going.
My brothers and sisters, it's Deacon Steve Greco. We're here on Empowered by the Spirit with Deacon Tony Patronite and his wife Mary, talking about this really incredible program of renewal. Christ Renews His Parish, that all of you can participate in. And I want to remind you about a couple of scripture verses that's so important. Luke 12:49, in which Jesus said, "I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." And of course, also in Luke, on the road to Emmaus, in which the people on that road after Jesus left said, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us and opened the scriptures to us?" And this program, Christ Renews His Parish, opens scriptures, opens your heart to receive the power of the love of the Father, the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of Jesus. And Mary, this is something that you've experienced now for many, many years. And perhaps there's a story you can share among the women about someone whose life was really changed as a result of going to this program.
There's quite a few women who come back from it, and they just feel like they're born again. And all of a sudden, they say their prayer life has improved. They have a hunger to read scripture. They're kinder to their husbands and family. And at least they're more aware of things. You know, I think it takes the me out of a lot of things that, you know, it's one of the stages of development, and a lot of us get stuck in the me part of our lives, and it kind of reaches out to that. But I know after I made my renewal, I expected to kind of get zapped like Tony was, but you know what I found out happened? I could say the name of Jesus without feeling self-conscious. I never had trouble saying God or the Lord, but Jesus, I guess, was always special. You know, we were always taught to bow our heads, and a lot of us still do, but I could finally say the name of Jesus freely and not feel self-conscious. So that was growth on my part, and I think I was always kind of hung up in what will people think. And as you get older, you realize that's not so important. It's mainly what God thinks, you know, and following the path he has for you. And I think a lot of women are finally able to do that because they get so caught up with the busyness of their lives and the secular world that finally they're on the path that God has for them. And that's a beautiful thing to see, because a lot of times I don't know what's going on in their lives, and they'll come up to me and they'll share, and all I can say is thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
There's power in the name of Jesus, my brothers and sisters, and there's power in Christ Renews His Parish. And you mentioned San Francisco de Solano down in South Orange County, and I recently met with three women down there, and the first thing they said is, you know, we're here because of Christ Renews His Parish. Mm-hmm. We're here, and we've started a prayer group. We want to actually expand it. Can you help us? But it was Jenny, who was out there, and Nancy, and Darlene. And, you know, they were transformed by it. And you know who they are. And
Jenny made it in Indiana.
Okay.
And she came here and got it started.
And got started at that parish, yeah. She's on fire with the Lord. And again, that's the kind of thing, my brothers and sisters, that this program will do for you. You know, Scripture is very clear, and Jesus was very clear. He said, "I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth." My brothers and sisters, it is time not to be double-minded, as it says in the first chapter of James. It is time to give your heart to Jesus. But you need vehicles in order to do that. And one of the vehicles that you can have is this wonderful program called Christ Renews His Parish, in which the parish will be renewed, your heart will be renewed, and you will be a new creation in Him, a new wineskin.
That's right. And I tell the gals, too, when they're in formation, especially as it gets closer to the weekend, to be prepared, because the devil's going to work overtime. He's going to throw these curveballs at you during the week before the renewal. Kids are going to get sick. Events will come up, and you're torn. What do I do? And just pray about it, because the Lord will make the path straight. But so many times we get caught up in these problems, we think we can't do it. And a friend of mine told me just recently, she said, you know, the devil can't make you bad, but he can make you busy.
It's about distractions, right? I mean, spiritual warfare is a big part of distraction. And, you know, as you look at 1 John, perfect love drives out all fear. And you don't need to be fearful, my brothers and sisters. You don't need to be fearful of being changed. God will never give you something that isn't for your benefit. Take a look at Romans 8:28. Take a look at the 8th chapter of Romans, in which it says, all things work for good for he who loves the Lord and is called according to his purpose. And Christ renews his parish. You are being called to that right now. That's the reason you're listening in. The Holy Spirit has asked you to listen in and has asked you to say yes to him with all of your heart, soul, might, and strength, and to ask yourself, is Christ Renews His Parish, is that good for me? We're going to find out more about that and just some more testimonials and how you can apply this into your parish and into your life when we come right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're back here on Empowered by the Spirit, beautiful Christ Cathedral, on top of the Tower of Hope, with two wonderful people, Deacon Tony Patronite and his wife Mary. And we've been talking about Christ Renews His Parish. And I believe you said at the break there's 1,400 parishes across the country. So it's, you know, a number of people have had this transforming experience. And tell us more about some specifics as to how they can find out more about it.
Okay. As most people know, Dynamic Catholic has bought the rights to Christ Renews His Parish. And they're running the show. They've hired some people to develop it more or get it out there. They're very good at getting out, you know, the message. And Matthew Kelly has said that he wants to have Christ Renews His Parish in every parish in the United States.
Wow.
That's his goal.
Fantastic.
And he sets high goals, but, you know, hopefully he'll come close to reaching it. And he's planning on making videos, producing videos, and doing things to promote it, but he's cautious because he's afraid there'll be such an influx of that he wants to be able to handle it. So I talked to a guy by the name of Joe Ferris, who was hired by Matthew Kelly to develop Christ Renews His Parish. And he's hired a staff, and so they're spending some money to get it going. And he's a believer in it. He's mentioned it in a couple of his books. And so if you're from that part of the country, I don't know how far your show reaches, Steve, but if you're from that part of the country, they're in Kentucky, and their phone number is like 859-980-0740. If you call Joe at that number and you're on the West Coast, he'll probably just give you my number. So if you're on the West Coast, if you're in California, we're right now working on four parishes, two around the Folsom area, one in Portland, Oregon, and one in Bellevue, Washington. And so they'll give you my number, which I invite you to call me. I'll be glad to not only coach you as far as getting it started, but we'll actually pitch in and maybe present a weekend at your parish or invite you to come to our parish in Irvine to make it. That's the easiest way, is if a parish can send about 6 to 9 people to make it with our weekend, then they can go home and have a Christ Renews His Parish weekend on their own in their own parish. They'll be equipped once they experience the weekend. We'll be glad to answer any questions that you have, or talk to your pastor, or talk to your pastoral council. We've done all those things.
And what's your contact information, Deacon?
Mine is my cell phone number, and feel free to call it, is 949-307-6215. And I also have a website, not mine, but Dynamic Catholic, is dynamiccatholic.com/CRHP. And you'll go to their website, and they'll have information about the latest on Christ Renews His Parish.
And what about your email?
My email is T, as in Tony, PAT, the number 7, at cox.net. Or you could reach me through the St. Thomas More website. You know, all that information's on there. Just look up St. Thomas More. There's a little thing here. It says, since 1969, Christ Renews His Parish has impacted over 1,400 parishes. Today, CRHP is the primary program for both personal and parish spiritual renewal in over 100 Catholic dioceses and 40 states across America.
That's fantastic. And my brothers and sisters, there's a reason you're listening in, because Christ renews His parish can really change your heart. Now, Mary, in terms of a process, one of the most important things is the power of prayer. The prayer could really take two forms or two parts to it, two segments. The first could be praying for themselves, their own renewal, their own conversion. Is this a program that God is calling them to? And then the second is to pray for their parish, that the parish be open to receive it. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think those are both very good, you know, ideas to do and to pray. And I think, too, Christ Renews also tells, it's in the manual, you know, we follow a manual. And one of the most liberating sentences I ever read talked about prayer. It said, it doesn't matter how many prayers you say or what prayers you say, it just matters that you pray. And when we were in Canton, I remember in confession once, the priest told me, just say the name of Jesus over and over. That's one of the most powerful prayers there is, because, you know, at the name of Jesus, demons flee. Because so, you mentioned earlier about true love casts out all fear. And so many of us are fearful, feeling guilty, whatever. And I think by praying in our own words really brings us closer to Jesus and makes Him more real to us and not just someone up there.
My brothers and sisters, the power of prayer changes things. Jesus said, ask anything of me, where two or more are gathered in my name, ask anything and it shall be given to you. And when you ask and believe that you're going to get it, then that's when great miracles happen. And, you know, we take a look at the Gospel of Mark, and we take a look at Mark 11:34. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you'll receive it and it shall be yours. And when you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, or your Heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions. Forgiveness is so important, my brothers and sisters, and some of you are being called today to forgive those closest to you. But you're being called today to ask for in prayer about renewing your heart, soul, mind to Jesus, to get closer to Jesus. And when it's all said and done, Deacon Tony, this is what it's all about. Is about really getting in God's presence, getting closer to Him. And it's kind of like a layers of an onion in which you peel those layers off to get closer and closer to Him as we strive for holiness.
Yeah, and I have to say, as far as prayer, we expect answers for our prayers, but a lot of times we're too busy to hear the answers. When you take 30 hours a week and give it to God and really give Him your full attention, you'll hear answers from Him that you've never heard before. They're there all the time, but you don't hear it. And, you know, this last weekend that we just had in our parish, there's a Monsignor from up in the Folsom area that came down. He wanted to experience Christ Renews His Parish. And it just so happens that Father John, his back went out, and he wasn't available. So we have this Monsignor making the weekend with us. So he assumed the duties of spiritual director. And he said something in his homily on Sunday. He said, I've been looking a long time for this program, and that really touched my heart, because this is a pastor that cares and wants to give his people something, and he's actually was looking for something to give them, and he felt that Christ Renews His Parish was that something.
My brothers and sisters, are you looking for something to renew your heart, renew your soul, renew your mind, to get closer to Jesus? This program can make a huge, huge difference. And, you know, there's various ways of getting the program into a parish, and perhaps talking to somebody on pastoral council, obviously meeting with the pastor or director of religious education. Tell us about some ways that you've
seen. Okay, the big thing that I think about now that I'm a deacon is that the deacons can play a very vital role in this.
Great point.
Because the pastors are busy. We all know that. They have a lot of things on their plate. They're very reluctant to take on more because, you know, they want to do justice by what they're doing. I don't blame them at all. But if they have a deacon that can take hold of this program has enhanced my diaconate so much. It just pulls it all together because I'm supposed to be concerned about the people of our parish. I'm supposed to want to see them get involved in the parish, have a love for the parish. And there's no better way than to get them signed up for a Christ Renews His Parish weekend. And they come back and they thank me. And I feel, don't thank me.
Well, my brother's deacons out there, those that are listening in, you know, this is being called for you right now to investigate more. What is Christ Renews His Parish and how can that really impact your community and your parish?
And your ministry.
And your ministry and transform your own life.
Exactly.
Right? Because all of us are striving for holiness.
Many priests have said that this program has changed their lives. When they get to know the lay people in a special way, they don't have time to, you know the lay people a lot of times. They don't even know their names. But when they get to know the lay people and they see the power of the Spirit through the lay people, they're touched and they're moved.
The program is named, our show is named Empowered by the Spirit because the Holy Spirit empowers us, loves us, and really propels us to get closer to Christ. That's what this program, Christ Renews His Parish, is all about. I want to thank you, Deacon, for taking the time. Deacon Tony Patronite, Mary, thank you both for taking the time to be on our show.
Our pleasure.
Yes,
it's certainly
you,
an honor to be with you again. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the gift of life, for the gift of renewal, for the gift of your love, for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Send forth your Holy Spirit with tongues of fire upon us, that we may open our hearts to your love. Transform us into your image. We ask, Lord, for the courage to say yes to Christ Renews His Parish, to say yes to have the Holy Spirit fill our hearts, to get involved in this very important program. We say this through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing and all the people that you love. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you all. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.